There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of MLB. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any MLB market and get $150 no matter what. Use the code VSiN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. DraftKings.com for full details. Mayfield traded last week to the Panthers. He met with the media yesterday. Good discussion here. Number one, he was asked about how much was he limited last year because of the injury. How's he feel now?
I'm not one for excuses because I was too stubborn to come out anyway. My throwing motion was extremely violent, so that was probably the most hindering reason why. You know, I've made some small changes and worked with a great QB coach, Jeff Christensen, that he's helped me get back to a form that I haven't thrown the ball this well in a long time. And throwing motion looks a little different, and I'm thankful for that. So, but you know, when it comes to the shoulder stuff, hurt it so early in the year last year, I was doing rehab pretty much the whole season. So all the other smaller muscles in my shoulder were able to help me rehab and recover quickly.
Okay, good sound bite. Interesting. Could we go from there? Because he was clearly compromised.
Oh,
I still think he's a good quarterback. But he was hurt and had all these injuries he was dealing with. Just much like Garoppolo, who took a lot of abuse. Yep. But look what the guy's playing through. It also begs the question, why didn't you put Keenum in there? But he almost went, I keep saying this, but it doesn't get enough attention. He almost went to the AFC title game a couple years. Now the guy's garbage? Darnold can't play. Mayfield can play. He's got to win this job. He should win this job. But there's a path here where they could maybe win 8-9 games because I think the guy can play and he was just dealing with the other thing, too, about the report about playing the video games, but we need an adult. But he was dealing with a lot of injuries last year, no doubt about it.
I cannot believe that there is a discussion nationally about how this is going to come down to the wire in training camp.
Well, it shouldn't.
And it's totally open, and Darnold could actually beat him out. I have people watched Sam Darnold play yet in the NFL? I mean, there is a major difference. And if you're going to tell me, look at what Mayfield was like last year, again, what you just said,
You have to give the guy a little bit of a break because of the injuries, and he's exactly right. If you go out there and play with a shoulder injury like that and you're there for most of the season, it's only going to make other areas around that shoulder worse the entire time, and it's never going to get better. You're not going to have time to rehab and get better during the season when you got to go out there and practice and play, and it's not going to get fixed. So Darnold is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL.
I would agree. It's also a steal what the Jets got for him.
Yes.
Because now, he also, I think confidence is very important at this position. He doesn't have a lot of it.
No, he does not.
I'm seeing ghosts out there. Who can forget that comment?
And all,
say what you want about Mayfield. He's a confident guy.
Now, do you think it should come down to money at all? Because Darnold is going to be making a lot more money. I think that argument is just stupid again. Why should money win out when I think clearly the better quarterback is going to be Baker Mayfield?
No. Well, they should eat some of that money and trade him.
I know this.
But they should do.
If they'd have any takers.
Yeah, that's true, too.
The key to either quarterback playing this year is going to be the health of Christian McCaffrey. Because he's such a big weapon. Not only running the football. And in fact, I would say actually more as a receiver out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you can utilize that guy.
Yep. Yep. Another one from Mayfield yesterday. Does he anticipate being the starting quarterback?
Well, I think when you're at any level, as high as this in the NFL, nobody has the mentality of being a backup. We're at this level because we compete to be the very best. And that's why Sam's here as well. And that's why Matt Corral just got drafted and PJ Walker's competed and fought through a lot of adversity as well. And so, you know, my intention is to become the best quarterback I can be, help this team win. And that's why I'm happy to be in Carolina is this, you know, I feel like the team's very close to being really, really good. We just had to put the pieces together and come together as a team. And however that happens, you know, I'm going to do my job. I'm going to, you know, fill whatever role is to be expected of me and be a great leader and a great teammate.
Well, he's a polarizing figure, no doubt. But you also, there was a good article on this. You also have to remember where the Browns were at when they took him. And I know Hugh Jackson had a lot to do with it, and they were a disaster.
Oh, yes, they were.
But also go back to the long drought that they had. They won a playoff game.
Yes, they did.
And he was a big reason why. So you also have to look around the rest of the league and say, okay, well, this guy came in, they had success, then the bad year, exposed, whatever, and they get out of here. We want an adult, and what they decided to do might haunt them for years to come.
I'll say this. He didn't sound like the old cocky Baker that people have grown to hate over the years right there, where he would have said, absolutely, get out of my way, son. I'm going to come here, and this is going to be my gig. Panthers still catching one in week 1 against the Browns.
I think they go off the favorite. I think that will move. They go off the favorite, especially if it's Mayfield. I have to say that, though. But he should be better win the job. He should. You're right. And the other one is I think you'll see the Ravens go off a bigger favorite. Are you seeing 5? I think you could see the Ravens go 7.
Looking right
when
now.
When they kick off against
it's
the
6
Jets
now.
To start. Is it?
Okay. It is 6.
All right. That'll keep going up, I think.
Already on the uptick?
That's another one. I'll go on the move, too.
Ravens going to be a popular pick in Survivor Week 1? Road team? 9-11?
I don't have... I'm trying to think of the big home favorites. I don't have it memorized. But could be some other ones on there. The other big news yesterday was in the NBA. And I live and breathe. I was expecting this to happen. The Jazz were thinking Mitchell was going to demand a trade. But now they've changed their mind and they are listening to offers. The Woj bomb, after previously shutting down inquiries on moving Donovan Mitchell, rival teams say the Jazz are showing a willingness to listen on trade scenarios. Well, the other thing was they saw what they got for Gobert. And then Ainge had the money comments about last year wasn't fun.
Okay?
We went out in the first round. We got beat to we lost to a team we should have beat. We had to pay the tax. We're looking at a rebuild here. So I thought they were under the impression he was going to demand a trade. He should have. But now let's start the insanity. So they changed their mind. There's nothing wrong with that. But certainly when you get that haul for Gobert, it's like, well, wait a second. Some people think Mitchell's a better player. Maybe we could get something equivalent. And now you're seeing the Miami reports out there. And I like this tweet. If you trade for Durant, you're going to have to give up so many guys, maybe Butler. It's going to really affect your run. Not if you do Mitchell. I'll tell you right now, you go Hero, Robinson, and picks, you have a good opportunity to land Mitchell with that. I think you do.
With Danny Ainge's background and his history waiting for the perfect moment, he's going to settle for that?
Well, that's, I think, pretty good offer. What else is out there in terms of the Well, the, Knicks, again, the Knicks could do a ton of picks.
But keep in mind who's going to be pulling the trigger for the Jazz.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
And he waits for teams to be absolutely desperate.
But they also have to
Paul, Hero and Robinson and picks is not desperate enough. They can do better than that.
Well, if it's a lot of, you also have to be realistic and realize the Gobert thing was once in a lifetime and a team just losing their minds for what they did. But if I give you a ton of first round picks, you don't think Hero?
No. How many picks are we talking about?
A lot of people have been killing the guy for the last couple months about he's not a star.
No, I'm not absolutely in love with Mitchell. I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Danny Ainge. I mean, I think the jury might be out on Tyler Hero as well. He plays not a lick of defense whatsoever. Now, a nice offensive spark for sure. He deserved to win Sixth Man of the Year last year.
Well, Mitchell doesn't defend either.
No, I know.
This is an interesting discussion about
the Heat wouldn't even play Duncan Robinson.
Yeah.
And again, I go back and forth on first-round picks in the NBA. Like, what do they really mean? Because if the team's going to be good that are giving you the first-round picks, okay, you're picking in the, mid-20s in the NBA? It's a total crapshoot.
Would you rather have Gabe Vincent? Maybe. I mean, I'll tell you, I wouldn't have a problem. I think a bunch of picks, Hero and Robinson, could do it. I really do.
You also are a person who wants trades to happen like this, though.
Yes, I do.
You want them done.
Great for the league.
You want them done in 5 minutes.
Well, not 5 minutes, but it should take what's going on in Brooklyn, what's happening. But I know the Gobert thing has thrown a wrench into things here and messed it up.
And then people are asking the question, now, why are the Jazz doing this? And I think, I mean, it does come back down to...
You should tank. You have to rebuild and blow it up.
Right, who's going to be the number one pick next year in the draft?
Yeah.
And evidently, there are two kids in the draft next year. People love this Wembanyama kid, and they should because he looks amazing. But this Scoot Henderson is evidently the real deal as well.
Right. Going back to what I said, while they expected him to demand a trade, and it would have been easier from a Utah standpoint, they traded his two best friends on the team as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't bring him back or got rid of him. So that was another thing. So... It's just the last thing you want to be. And this is why Washington, I don't know what they're doing. And that's not getting enough attention, too. You know what the list is from guys who have a no-trade clause? It's Beal and like eight other guys going back. Jordan, Duncan. I mean, it's lunacy. That guy got a no-trade. The last thing you want to be and the worst thing you can be in the NBA is average. And that's what Utah wants no part of. And that's what Washington is going to be and the best they can do.
I want you to
On Washington, but a good job by Utah.
Paulie. Dig a little deeper and go back to the Royce O'Neal trade, right? The Jazz traded. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that?
Very strange. Very, very,
very strange.
Yes.
Right? Something nobody talked about. They made that move.
Uh-huh.
That was a brilliant job by Wintour when
yes,
he did that.
It's
absolutely fantastic.
Thanks.
I like Hero, but man, I don't think a lot of teams think I have him valued that high.
How about Barrett and picks? Would you rather have that?
Oh.
The Knicks have to do it.
No, I would. Now we're talking.
Do it. Yeah?
But I don't know if the Knicks will do that.
Scott Steen, one of the lead handicappers at Winners and Winers. Hot right now. You can get his huge best bet for $10. Use VSIN SR80 at checkout. It'll be released at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. He's on a 14-2-1 run in his last 17 best bets. Use promo code VSIN. SR90 at checkout. It's yours for $10. And the best bets are backed with a win guarantee. No one should have to pay for losing picks. Winnersandwiners.com.
By the way, some very high-scoring games in the Summer League again last night. 105-78, the Suns over the Mavs. Celtics beat the Warriors 103-92. I think that number moved from 3 to 6.5, and the Celtics beat them. The Pacers beat the Pistons 101-87. Hawks 95-88, Grizzlies 120-84. We were told that there was a pro bettor who hit a round robin the other day when totals were going nuts. It paid like $25,000. Win-lose coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
A moose in New York, which we'll get to, which resulted in the Reds coming back in the ninth against Holmes. Plus 250. 3-0 Yankees. And then we're actually two out with the bases loaded, and what a fiasco. Cole was great. No help from the pen. Red shocked the world. A's plus 145. They blew it in the ninth, and then went 14-7. Madness with that game.
I would like to take the A's today, but something tells me that's the most, like, that's their allotted amount of runs scored
right.
For the next month.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Yeah, save some for tomorrow, right, yeah. Guys? Always is the line. Cardinals plus 145. House of horrors, Mitch. L.A. has all kinds of problems in St. Louis. They did have the bases loaded with nobody out, down one, and couldn't push a run across. St. Louis wins 7-6. Unders 10-5 yesterday. And a huge move on the Braves. $1.55 to 210. Strider wasn't great. Only gave up one run and five. Left to a standing ovation in the fifth, which was bizarre. But Braves win. 4-1. Peterson was good. But
yeah, he was.
Not good enough.
Strider had 8 Ks, so he got over his prop again last night, but a very high pitch count, and hence him leaving the game early.
Orioles do it again. They beat the Cubs. That's 9 in a row. They are now 500 on the season, which got me thinking, I mean, what's the longest winning streak for a team that was under 500? Because I look for all time. They have the all-time winning streaks, but that's something I would like to kick around. I couldn't find it, but what's the record with a team that's coming in with a bad team or a bad record
and
the longest winning streak. So they go for 10 in a row today. Only 2 games back in the wild card. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. An oldie but a goodie. This is great. Getting a lot of run lately on social media. The dog is ready to go. Oh, look at this. Here we go. This guy is just flying out. They're all hanging at the beach, and this guy goes right. Where are you going? How far are you going? Like a... There's no end in sight for him.
No, he's skipping right over the top.
Yes, he keeps skipping. The other guys are just hanging out, and this guy just one after another. Yeah, but it goes way out in the ocean. Deep, deep. Take me out to the ball game. Got the dog bringing the water bottles. Look at him. A little basket there. rub on the forehead. There you go. That's warm out, a little humid. Walks around to every guy. Let the basket. There you go, buddy. A little water for you and on about his
I'm
way.
Good.
Look at him. Yep. Look at his face.
Move along now, buddy. Go back.
Wagging the tail. Excellent. Great job. So fun. And look at this. We got this. Always send your jackpots. Always send your dog videos. We'll put you on television. This guy's family came to town. His brother showed up. Bam. $4,000 jackpot. I believe that he got, did he get aces? I can't. I think he got aces on $5. Nice hit.
That is.
Good for him. Good way to start it. Lose some. Dodgers 135 up to 165. Got as high as 170 in some spots. And they go down last night. Padres lost again, though, too. So they don't gain, they don't lose any ground. Nope. Mitch is right. We're about later tonight. British Open starts. I love this tweet. These guys play the same sport at the highest level, only in golf. It's Tiger Woods and John Daly smoking. It's a ready to
look at
the belly. Look at the front porch on the kid. Oh, my God, he's smoking.
I don't even know what the best part about John Daly is right there. Is it the hair, the beard, the glasses, the heater, the belly, the pants? There's like a list of 10 things.
That's true, right? And Tiger's like, are you kidding me? Tiger's got to be like, how the hell did you win a major? It's just, what a world, right?
He's looking at him. You made how much money?
Yeah,
what?
Right. This is good. This is, I told you, I wanted to go for a walk, right? You don't, I mean, this is savage here. The dog is trying to drown the owner here. They're in the pool. He's got his paws, like he's giving the back of the head CPR, what he's doing. Look at that. Aggressive. I haven't seen a dog that aggressive doing something like that.
I've never seen this before.
No, that is tough. Easy, big fella.
You like it? This is what it feels like when you put me in the water every day.
Yeah, right. I had enough of that. Yankees were $3. 3-0 in the ninth, and that escalated quickly. I tell you, Waxahachie, right? Isn't that ridiculous? It was a walk right away. Mm-hmm. Votto had a hit.
Single there.
And then it's 3-2, and it looked like they're going to get out of it. But then another hit, and then they lose 4-3. My God. Who knows what the Reds were in play, if anyone saw that. And Astros run line, plus 135. They were up 5-1 in the seventh. They won the game. But they didn't cover the run line. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more, BetRivers.com. Good response today. Thanks for being part of the show. We open the show with the Peter King column Sunday about ways to improve the NFL. Great response. Jason wants 4 points for 60 yard. 50 too close.
50 is too close.
Kickers are too. I'll agree with that.
Okay.
That is other people chiming in. Maybe Mayfield comeback player of the year. You're seeing 15-1 odds on that as well. Keep those coming. Jason, also, I like this. It's simple. Pass interference inside 15, spot foul. Pass interference past 15, 15 yards. Intentional PI past 15, spot foul. Sure. Makes sense to me. I got it. And another one. Was it John who sent it in? Yeah. No hole in one is up to no minus 190. I saw William Hill.
Is that high?
He said there's only two par threes at the court. Only two par threes? Could that be?
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah. I'll go with you on that one, my friend.
This is from Seth. I know I'm going to sound like the ultimate degenerate, but I've always said, give me a Vegas version of the NFL Red Zone channel where we are bouncing around from game to game talking about live odds and prop bet updates. I don't care about the Jets going a touchdown down 35.
Yeah.
I want to see if Jefferson is going to get a 5-yard touchdown or a reception on this drive to put me over his receiving yards total. That's awesome.
Yeah.
They need to actually start to think about that a little bit more.
Well done.
You're not the only one, Seth. You're not maybe.
Yeah. Green zone on
Beeson. Yeah, the green zone here is awesome.
Green zone
for
on Beeson is awesome, especially the green zone's a better option because red zone's slacking. They are way behind.
And
don't try to sell it like it's live.
That's BS,
that,
man.
That touchdown was 3 minutes
yes,
ago.
Yes, it was.
Come on.
Let's go live right now to Jacksonville. You're not going live to Jacksonville. They already kicked off, man.
Yep.
BS.
Still impressive the guy doesn't go to the bathroom, though. The Hanson kid.
Neither guy, I don't think.
That's incredible.
The job done last year in the green zone when they would whip it around to all those guests to have like, okay, give us a read now what's happening. Right, it was phenomenal. It was outstanding. So, really good feedback on that. I don't know if we have time to pop up this pizza that Joe Ryan sent us or not, but a tweet.
I never heard of this.
He said, well, you have. Because I guarantee that you've had this kind of pizza before.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. But I used to go to Chicago every summer. I'm from Minnesota. I looked forward to go to Wrigley Field, sit in the with the bleacher creatures, Harry Carey. It was great. I watched every Cubs game with my dad. When you would go there and in Chicago, it would be the deep dish and the thing where you need like the shovel to get the piece out. I mean, a huge pie.
Paul Youngness is there with the shovel. Right. I'll help you out here, kid.
That's what I heard. It goes back to the fortune teller's satanic black magic. So this was, that's what I thought was Chicago pizza. Deep dish. That's your big boy, right? It was Chicago. I'm in Chicago. And get the beef sandwich and the Italian sausage. Right?
No, I would prefer like the really cracker thin, where it's hard.
Looks good, right?
Right, crusty, right?
I didn't know there were two types of Chicago pizza, they're saying.
And I will tell you this on top of that, give me the sausage all day long is the best topping for a pizza like that, especially like the good sausage from Chicago.
Good call.
I'll take that over pepperoni every single time.
Right, and I love Nathan's Plain Jane. But I got it. The way the drag it through the garden.
Oh, you have to.
Portillo's was unbelievable. But the Chicago style hot dog, awesome.
You can't.
It's a whole different ballgame. It's not even the same. It's not the same sport.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. You drag it through the garden. Watch out. Yep. Absolutely.
How good was that relish, by the way? Very underrated part of the hot dog.
I love relish.
No, but I'm saying at Portillo's, the relish I think kind of got lost.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are a key. Although it is funny how many people I know that are anti-tomato.
I'm anti-tomato.
On everything?
Everything. Get it off the burger. It comes right off, along with the onion. Get it off.
You don't like the juiciness of the tomato with
Get
the burger?
Off.
You don't like the combination?
Well, nothing to do with it.
Order, I'm telling you this right
now. You put mayonnaise on a burger? You go California style?
No chance of the mayonnaise.
No chance?
I'll give you a small tip. Mayonnaise?
Try it.
I ordered a sandwich recently in Las Vegas.
Try it with the burger.
It was a Cuban sandwich.
With mayo?
And they went with the mayo mustard combination.
That was just mustard on it.
I never said food back. I almost went up top and I said, this is unbelievable. The mayonnaise, the mayo mustard was oozing out of the sandwich. I was like, damn it, this is a good sandwich, but you ruined it because of the stupid mayonnaise on it.
That shouldn't be on a mayo.
It was the mayo mustard combination.
It's just supposed to be.
Here's a small tip for you. I promise you. Order. At McDonald's one time, order a quarter pounder with a tomato. Number one, they have to make it fresh on the spot right there. Bam. So it's going to be piping hot.
They're going to make me pull up then.
Number two, what the small tomato adds to the quarter pounder.
Their quarter pounder's really slipping. Okay, fine. Yeah, get out of the way. The quarter pounder's slipping, and I'm not doing that. I won't do it. No. They're really going downhill with that quarter pounder. Swing for the fences. Bet Rivers Online book this week. Make a first-time deposit using code DERBY. On the Home Run Derby. Piece of cake, no problem. Deposit 100 to receive the free Bet Rivers bet for a home run, or deposit 250 and get the total home runs for the entire Derby. Valid through July 18th. So download the app and use code DERBY when you make the first time deposit. Bet with a winner. Bet with Bet Rivers. Wes Reynolds to talk British Open up next. Peace and follow the money. The Sports Betting Network.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. We have the best golf analyst guest at this network, and here's one of them. Wes Reynolds, who's on fire. 10 outrights this year alone. One of them was 80-1, and we're talking British Open with Wes right now as he's kind enough to get up early. Thanks for the time, as always. Talk about a couple bets that you made and take us through your thought process here.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Hello. Thanks for having me this morning. Patrick Cantlay was actually a guy that I, you know, kind of went on a hunch this week. You know, every week I do some stat modeling, you know, depending on the event, depending on the course. I look at approach, I look at strokes gained off the tee, three putt avoidance, and Cantlay really didn't appear on a lot of my models this week, but it was kind of just like a gut feeling, because the one real chink in his armor, this is a guy that's won 7 times over the last like 4.5 years, pretty consistent winner, number 4 in the world golf rankings, but he's never really gotten it done in majors. I think the best major championship finish he had was a 3rd at the PGA back in 2019, and he hasn't been great in the majors yet this year, but I think he showed some signs at the Scottish Open last week. He was 4th. So if you look at his last 4 starts, 3rd at the Memorial, 14th at the U.S. Open. He was 13th at the Travelers. If you remember, he was with his buddy Shoffley in the final pairing and had a disastrous Sunday final round and plummeted down the board. But, you know, he figured out the slower greens last week because these greens are going to roll like 10, 10 and a half on the stimp meter. But the iron play really improved progressively and gradually throughout the week and into the weekend. So I think he could carry it over this week. Cameron Smith, another guy who's kind of fallen off a little bit from his hot form earlier in the year. If you remember, he won the Players. He won the season opener at Kapalua. He had his first top 10 last week since a T3 at the Masters. And guy's a really good putter. Guy's really creative around the greens. This is kind of like what I was talking about when I was with you guys last time, where Matt Fitzpatrick is kind of like a U.S. Open prototype player, saves a lot of pars, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and grinds it out, which you have to at a U.S. Open. But an open link style setup for a guy like Cameron Smith, who can be a little wayward off the tee, but these fairways are really wide and these greens are like 13,000 square feet because a lot of these holes are double greens where they go from hole to hole. So, you know, you're going to hit greens, but you got to get them really close on approach. And that's what Cameron Smith does. So I have him at 30. I think he's about 25 in the market. And then I went to a guy I have not bet in a while who I think has really drifted up in the market and almost been forgotten about a little bit. And I bet Dustin Johnson at 35-1, who has not won in over a year and a half. I think it was the Saudi Arabia event in early 2021 that he actually won. But if you look at the last start he made at the LIV event in Portland, he finished T3 and he looked like he cared, because I think DJ's been kind of in a transition in his life and in his game, been through a lot personally, finally got married over the summer, defected to the LIV tour and everything that comes with that. It seems like he's getting closer to previous form. And when we talk about LIV guys, we know that a lot of these guys are well past their prime and well past their expiration date in terms of winning on the PGA Tour or even the DP World Tour for that matter. But I think Dustin Johnson, he's only 38. He still, I think, has at least a couple of moments of what I would call golfing greatness in him. Keep in mind, if you go back to the last time that the Open was at St. Andrews, that was back in 2015, which Zach Johnson eventually won. Dustin Johnson was the first and second round leader before he had a bad weekend. And that was, you know, less than a month after he blew that U.S. Open, if you remember, to Jordan Spieth at Chambers Bay when he hit that bullet on 18 to 12 feet and then three putted. And that gave Jordan Spieth the win. So he's a different caliber player now. And I think he's kind of forgotten about now when you're talking about the real big guns and you're talking about Scheffler and Rory and Rahm and Justin Thomas and all these guys. So 35-1, I think, is a solid price.
How about Shoffley, and could he put together a mini Scheffler run? Does he have it in him?
Mitch and I think, both have the scars of betting Xander Shoffley, though, over the years. I know Matt Eumanns does as well. And, you know, this is the Xander Shoffley that I think that we thought that we were going to see a year or two ago. This is the guy, it's like, man, you know, why couldn't he have done this when we were betting him at 25-1 or 28-1? Now you're seeing him at 14. I think he could put together a run, but, you know, the price has just shortened so much. It's like you kind of got it. You can't take everybody. You got to take a stand against certain guys. And look, I think Rory McIlroy could win this week. Am I going to bet him at 10-1? No, not really. You know, if he beats me, great moment. I'm a big fan. I'm not going to win any money on him. But yeah, you got to take a stand against some of these guys. And it's very rare that you see a guy win the Scottish the week before and then win the Open Championship. I think the last guy to do it was Phil. And that was over 15 years ago. But I know that he could do this, and he is playing terrific golf. The win at the Travelers, he won the JP McManus Pro-Am last week, where you had 9 of the top 10 guys in the world playing in this thing. So he could absolutely put on a run, but I'm not going to bet him at 14.
Yeah, I mean, my point was I would not bet Xander in majors at like the current price where he was at, and that was 25 or 27-1. Would I bet Xander at 30 or 35-1 this week? For sure. Am I going to bet him at 14? Not a chance. And you've been on a heater. You've won 10 this year, like Paulie said, and you've been really hot lately. So when you're in a stretch like this and you've been betting golf for a long time, do you raise the size of your bets when you're this hot? Or are you like flatliner, right? You keep it at the same amount like pretty much every single time.
More of the latter, Mitch. I think, you know, because I'm doing this pretty much every week throughout the year, and I know a lot of the people betting this event are people that are only going to bet majors, or mm-hmm. they're only going to bet the Players' Championship or some of the bigger events. But I do this every week, whether it's the Open Championship or whether it's the, you know, Rocket Mortgage Classic or the Sanderson Farms Championship. So I try to keep the unit size basically the same. I'll give an example. If you're betting somebody at 30 to 1, let's say you're putting whatever a full unit is worth to you in your bankroll, then if I go 60 to 1, I'm going to go like half of that. So I try to keep the payout kind of even, and you know, you got to, you know, kind of devote a little bit of resources, not only to the outright, but you also, if you want to get into like top 10 props, because unfortunately we don't have each way betting out here in Las Vegas. Yep. I know they have it internationally, especially in the UK. I wish we did have it out here, where you devote some of your wager to the outright, but you also devote some of it to however many places that they're offering. So they don't do that here. So that's why I do, you know, part on top five, part on top 10, and then part on outright.
Am I on something, or am I on to something? McIntyre top 20, and can Fleetwood make a run?
You're on to something, I think, in both, actually. And okay. Tommy Fleetwood was one of my wagers this week. Okay. T4 last week at the Scottish. He was fourth in strokes gained off the tee. He's actually shown well on the old course at St. Andrews. Once held the course record, which was 62. It's now 61. But this is a guy, he's coming around. Four top tens over the last 2.5 months. Top five at the PGA over at Southern Hills. So I like Fleetwood this week. Fleetwood and Finau are two of the guys around the... They were in the 50-ish to 1 range. Now they're kind of in the 40s, I think, on market average. But I agree with you also on Robert McIntyre. And I know there's always a lot of pressure on Robert McIntyre because he's a young, talented Scotsman. But this is a guy that is a big hitter off the tee. And I do think distance is going to matter. I don't think it's necessarily going to be bombs away, but these are wide open fairways here. You just got to avoid hitting them in those pot bunkers.
Wes, we talked about this earlier. No real buzz on Will Zalatoris this week for the first time in a long mm-hmm. time. And we have like 90 seconds left here. What number would you need to bet Rahm as well? He's almost 20 to 1 right now.
Yeah, I would need to get into the 20s. And I often have for the elite players only that 20 to 1 threshold. You know, I did it with Justin Thomas last year at the Players' Championship when he got up to 25 to 1. There are certain players out there, the Rorys, the Rahms, the Justin Thomases. It used to be Dustin Johnson would kind of fall into this category as well. When they reach that threshold, you just got to take them just on principle alone on the drift. So Rahm, you know, he's been solid this year, and he won in Mexico, albeit against a weaker field, but there has just been something a little bit off with him. But, you know, if he eventually drifts up somewhere close to 25 to 1, I think you almost have to put something on him.
Yeah. And are you surprised about the lack of buzz with Zalatoris?
Not really, because he's finished second in the last two majors, and I actually considered him this week, and I may get involved in an in-play. But I think because this is links golf and because he is a young player and doesn't have a lot of experience in events like this, people are kind of maybe pushing him aside. But remember, a word of caution, they did the same thing to Colin Morikawa last year.
Yep, correct. Wes does a great job here hosting shows on VSiN, and also the Long Shot program, which you can get at vsin.com/podcasts. It is the highest rated golf betting show in the history of mankind. Wes, thanks for the time this week, and good luck.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it.
Be good.
Thank
there you go. I guess we're going to talk it. We're going to hash it out here coming up next.
Yes. Go through it on air.
The betting contest.
Yep. Yep.
Can we find common ground today on a bet that we need to play? We're in third place right now. We need to win this contest. I guess we'll see what we'll come up with coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
All right, for this week, In Pocket has kind of morphed into our plays for the baseball betting pentathlon. So we're going to talk this out live on the air right now with kind of plays that we're going to look at. Now, according to the official rules, we don't have to have our official play by the end of the show. We have to have it by the time first pitch takes place today. So what are you betting outside of baseball?
McIntyre finished top 20, plus 460, half unit. Fleetwood, top 10, plus 380, half unit. The expert, the GOAT, Wes Reynolds, says I'm on something, onto something. So Let's give it a shot here with the golf, and we're going later tonight.
Here are the official standings on this network. Odds on in first place. That show is at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 Pacific. Amal Shaw has been making the plays this week. Mike Palm has been on vacation. I don't know if Palm has been having any communication with Amal with the plays, but they're 3-0.
I'm sure it's all Amal.
Okay. They're based on $100 bets. So right now they're sitting at a profit of $260.80.
Okay.
Number one.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. In Pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Great menu. Always the house specials.
In second place. Now, a bunch of shows or hosts are tied with the record at 2-1, but we're going to go on profit. In second place, a numbers game with Gil Alexander that follows us. He's 2-1. His profit is $139.91 so far. And his winner last night was on the Cardinals. Got a great number with St. Louis at plus 149. And they have just really done a great job of playing the Dodgers at home over the years.
I think Monday is going to come back to bite us. All the rallies that went by the wayside and bases loaded and 17 left on base, whatever it was, and not getting that over.
Yeah, so we had a good night last night, knock on wood. We needed it. We had the Brewers get there as our underdog in a game that took, I think, 7 hours with all the rain delays. But they got there. An early home run by McCutchen certainly helped. And what happened with our favorite that we played is we were going to go with Seattle, but then the game got officially postponed, and then there were, what, I think 3 games on the board yet? And we said, well, we're going to go with Houston at that time. And Houston got the job done. They hung on. They won 6-5. So we're up $106 so far in third place. We're ahead of Greg Peterson. We're $13 ahead of him. We're ahead of Betting Across America with Mike Pritchard, Josh Applebaum. That's at 3 o'clock Eastern right here on the network. And the look ahead is the show that's on before us with Scott. He's 2-1 with a profit of $47 so far. And then all of the other shows have a record of 1-2 so far. And today's play, according to the rules, is a run line bet. So I wanted to run this by you. Maybe I found the bet. I will present to you, Paulie, and the audience, the scores when this guy takes the mound on the road in the first five. 9-0 winner. 5-2 winner. 1-0 winner. 2-0 winner. 3-2 winner. 1-0 winner. 2-0 winner. 3-1 winner. 5-3 winner. 1-0 winner. This pitcher, yes, folks, is 10-0 on the road in the first five so far this year. Today's price, plus a half a run. It's considered a run line bet. Plus a half a run in the first five is plus 105 right now with Mr. Paul Blackburn and the Oakland A's on the road against the Rangers. What do you say?
That's allowed?
It's a run line bet on the app. And first five bets are allowed.
Okay.
So the A's plus a half a run. I'm just throwing it out there. Right? So we don't have to decide right now. It's an option.
How about laying a run? Don't trust the bullpen.
For the game?
Can't do it with the bullpen.
But here's the thing. If we win that bet, that's, what did I tell you?
Plus 220?
The A's minus a run today is plus 220.
What's reverse run line?
So I think like plus 275 or $3.
Higher than that. Hope it's higher than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far on the year, his scores on he started 6-0 on the road, and now he's 1-3. But again,
they just scored 14 runs, though, too. That bothers me.
But also, like the two blown games, the one at Yankee Stadium, the bullpen, and then the game against Cleveland. The guy was awesome.
Right. 2-0 in the eighth. Took him out, and immediately they blew it.
Right.
Okay. I was looking at Lopez on the run line plus the $1.25. Brubaker, please. And Brubaker on the road. Been bad. You can't get there with me on McClanahan plus 140 because of the offense, the lack thereof, right? And just last time out, he threw a gem, but they lost to the Reds.
That's bothersome.
You'd rather go Astros reverse run line than Ohtani on the run line. Ohtani's plus 165. I mean, their last five wins, it's been Ohtani on the mound.
I know.
He's been great, so
I would ask you, though, do you think the angle of Angels at home again, possibly with a one-run lead going into the ninth, might not get that ninth inning at bat, and Ohtani against the Astros, is it Angels run line or is it a stay away? Because the Astros are so much better as a team, and they own the Angels.
Yeah, I also think it's like, okay, we're out of it. Our season's over. We get jacked up when this guy pitches.
Okay.
I can't get there with Gonsolin. Number one, they always struggle there. Number two, there's no value.
Mm-hmm.
It's only, you know, it's a dollar. It's like plus 105.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Same thing with Musgrove. He's minus 110 on the run line. So don't want to do that either. I see plus 140 on Giolito, but I don't trust the White Sox at all. Can't do it.
Okay.
And also the Cleveland's had their number this year.
By the way, I must admit, this comes down when it's a contest like this, right? And there's a lot of prides messing with us right now. You need, part of it to me anyway, is who are you okay losing with? And I don't think if we settled on Giolito, I'd be okay with losing that way.
So it's Blackburn and ride the 10-0 streak.
Well, no, it can be. Again, we don't have to decide until the game actually goes off today. Should we rule out Wheeler? They're on the road. They're missing.
I don't know what to make of Stripling. And they also have guys out. God, that's tough.
The Phillies are 9-4 on the run line with Wheeler pitching since April 28th. Here's the thing.
It's I told you so, no matter what happens. We would be betting on a 10-0 streak with Blackburn.
Right.
But also, we're all taking one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, we are.
But and they're coming off of a 14.
Now, here's the deal. You know, if we move the sticks today, that's great. If we don't move the sticks today and we lose and we drop, you know, maybe to like seventh place and we're behind, we got to make up like in the whole overall profit like $4. We are going to have to get very creative with a prop tomorrow. We're going to have to look at a deep cut from somebody to go yard, like at 6-1, this is going to come down to jeopardy. Because then what's the first and second place team going to play?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to find like an alternate K prop on a guy to strike out like 11 at like 8-1. Or, dare I say it, Paulie, we're going to have to play the no-hitter prop.
No-hitter?
Yes.
It's 20-1.
Right.
There you go. Well, there'll be a no-hitter, yes.
And if we bet that and it comes in,
great.
Then I do want a parade.
There you go. All right, good fun. So Blackburn first five.
Well, what you just said, and I'll tell you, are we okay losing that way? Are we okay losing with the worst team in baseball in this contest, even though the guy's 10-0 on the road in the first five?
Yeah.
There's something to that. I think I'd rather maybe trust a guy like Wheeler on the road, but again, they're north of the border. They're without some key guys.
I don't want Wheeler. It's been good.
Marlins at home. It's actually a pretty good number today.
Plus 125, it is. Well, how bad do you think Brubaker is? And you're confident? They're trying to avoid the sweep, right, too? Or is there a getaway day for? I mean, this is...
They're trying to avoid the sweep.
Bad job.
The Marlins sticks are completely dormant. And
They play Thursday.
Do they?
They play Thursday.
I watched Brubaker in a recent start. I got to be honest, he looked pretty decent. So I kind of have that in my head as well.
All right, A's it is.
Oh, again, Paul, we're not gonna jump the gun right now.
Yeah, ace.
We have some time. No, it's ace.
Lock it in.
Lock it in right now.
Lock it in.
Okay, we're leaning ace.
Good. Anything else on the card?
Well, that's been my main focus so far today.
Mm-hmm. I like the Rays to win. They're 6-2 against Boston this year. McClanahan's been nails. I don't trust the guy Boston's throwing. Ridiculous loss by the Red Sox yesterday. High school loss, Little League. With two runs scoring on the double air. So, and it's just, you know, how things change. It's wild. It's wacky. I can't believe the Nats are favored in this doubleheader. They're 14-31 at home. They're 30-58. They're playing one of the hottest teams in baseball. They're favored against Seattle. I cannot believe it. Then they're through. Tommy Malone, I think, is throwing game two. So, big doubleheader for Seattle here. And can the Orioles do it again and get to 10 in a row? They are underdogs. They're the Cubs.
Why can't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
By the way, this bet should be more like readily available in Las Vegas, the -1 run.
Absolutely.
It's difficult to find.
Yep.
For example, the Rays -1 today. They're $1.35 against the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. I would look at something like that.
Yep.
So, gotcha. All right, that'll do it. Great job today on the feedback, by the way.
Yep.
Very good response. And you can keep it coming. FTM at VSiN.com. Oh, we go out on a high note here. I'm thirsty.
A little water? Sure. Here you go. Thanks, bro.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.